Today's shir is Masechta Makos Daf Yud Ches, and we will begin on Daf Yud Zayin on base, four lines from the bottom of Amar Rava. Yesterday we had learned quite an extensive brisa taught by Reb Shimon, who had taught us that there were many different isurim that carry with them the punishment of Malkus that we learn from the pasuk. And at the end of the shir, the Gemara said that how could we rely on that brisa which Rabbi Shmuel taught us to teach us these halachas when it was all based on Kal v'chomer. The Torah says, Leisachal lecha b'sharecha masa d'gomcha v'siroishcha v'tzarecha v'charis b'karcha v'tzaynecha v'chol nederecha shetida v'nasecha v'trumas yadecha. The question that the Gemara said that Rabbi Shimon had come to his conclusion based on a Kal v'chomer. And the Gemara asked that we can't use a Kal v'chomer ein mashirin min adin. We can't learn Isurim based on a Kal v'chomer. The Gemara had said, indeed, that was the last piece of Gemara we learned, that it was not meant to teach us that there's a Kal v'chomer, that we're going to give an Isur based on the Kal v'chomer, but there's going to be Malkus. It's just going to be that there's going to be an Isur, and that we can based on a Kal v'chomer. As the Gemara of Amar Rava, Rava taught us, which is really an extension of this halacha that Rav Shimon teaches us, that Zar she'ochel min oyla lifnei zrika, if a Zar eats from a carbon oyla before the zrika took place, chutz l'chomer, outside of the wall, the Rav Shimon loy k'chomish. So we see that it's five Malkus. The five are oichel kachim chutz l'chomer, eating kachim outside of the wall, Oichel chutz l'klaim, eating outside of the azara. Oichel kachem of nezrik stamim, to eat from kachem before the zrik stam took place. Oichel oyla, for eating a carbon oyla, which, as we discussed in the previous year, it's not supposed to eaten. Mishum zar oichel kachem, a zar eating kachem. And here it says, loike chamesh. And the Ritva makes a very important point in explaining the Gemara's question. He says, the Gemara could answer that even though it says like a chamish, it doesn't mean like a chamish, like in the previous Gemara. It didn't mean Malkus, it meant Isurim. So Ritva differentiates between when a Tana speaks versus when an Amira speaks. When a Tana speaks, there isn't always that clarity. And maybe he meant Malkus, Isurim, not Malkus. But what's happening in today's shir is that Rav is speaking. There's an expectation that a Moira is going to be clear. And the Moira means to say, if he meant only Isurim, he wouldn't have said Loiken Chamish. But he answers the Gemara anyway, and that's the basis of the Gemara's question. And answers the Gemara, it is a fair question, but again, we're going to have to say that what Rav meant was Chamish Isurim Hava, five Isurim. But ask the Marva, Nantanan, have we not learned in the Mishnah? Elo Heina Leiken. Our Mishnah began the Perek. It began with Elo Heina Leiken. And we learned in our Mishnah that if somebody eats Bikurim before the Kriya of the Parsha, or he eats Kachim out of the Kalayim, that there's a Chi of Malkus. And the way we know there's a Chi of Malkus is based on this Drasha. So isn't that clearly an indication that we do use the Rasha, and it's not just Isurim? Answers the Gemara, Ella Pekra Yaseirahu. The way Rav Shimon understands this Pasuk is the Pasuk in his mind is superfluous. Michtiksiv, the Pasuk says, V'ach V'Veis Hashama, V'ach L'fnei Hashem L'kecha. The Pasuk says, V'Veis Hashama L'seichem Zavchem Esmer Seichem Estumus Yadchem, V'Nedreichem V'Neveiseichem, V'Bichoris B'Karchem Etzanchem, V'Chaltem Shom L'fnei Hashem Elokeichem. So this Pasuk already clearly indicates everything that's already mentioned in the Pasuk of Leisuchal. So if the Pasuk already says this, what does the Torah answer? If all the Torah wants to say that there's, the Torah could have just said Leisuchal Lo'achlam, Lichter Rechmano Leisuchal Lo'acham, that would be sufficient. Why did the Torah have to go out of its way and indicate each one of these kabbonis individually, to teach us lichudi lav l'kol chav echad, to teach us that there's a separate lav for every one of them, and to teach us that there's going to be chiv malchus. Now, the Rishonim asked a question, Rashi asked a question, that many times we learn that there's something called a lav shebeklolus. And the definition of a lav shebeklolus is something that is a lav that contains many isurim, and ain loikin a lav shebeklolus. So we're saying that this pasuk is so, has so many halachas in it, why isn't it considered a lav shebeklolus? So Rashi answers that the answer that the Gemara just gave answers that question as well. And what Rashi says is, if indeed the Torah would have just said l'sucha la'ochlam, it would be considered a lav shebeklolus. But that's not what we find in our shir today. In our pasuk, we find in our pasuk that the Torah delineates each one of these kabbonis individually. That the reason the Torah does so is to make it that it should not be considered, to make it that it should not be considered a lav shebeklolus. Says the Margufa, Amar Rav Azar Shachem and Oyla. If Azar eats from a carbon oyla fnei zrika, chutz l'chayma, la Rav Shimon like chamesh according to Rav Shimon, there will be five malchus. Ask the Gemara, the lilki nalkmi, there should be another malchus for the lav of Azar lo yoich l'kikadashem. The Torah Kedosh is teaching us that when we had the Shemonish Shimei Amaluim, and Aaron was supposed to bring special kabbonis during that time, and the pasuk says that only Aaron and his children may eat them, and not anyone else. And the Torah gives a reason. The Torah indicates because kodeshim. So from here we learn that anything that's kachay kachim, the zar may not eat from, and a carbon oila is considered a obviously kachay kachim. And why isn't that lav? Answers the Gemara. Hani milidol kain chazik. The pasuk learns that this pasuk is speaking about something that indeed Yizorim Yisrael may not, but Kahana may. That's v'achlo esam hacha. But when we speak about the carbon oila, the kahanim nami lechazik. So the Gemara is saying that different types of kachay kachim. There are kachay kachim that can at least be eaten by the Yisraelim, by the Kohanim, and the kachay kachim that can't even be eaten by Kohanim, meaning the carbon oila. And therefore we can't learn one from the other. Answers the Gemara, Lilki Nami, but why don't we get a Malkus, Mishim Bas Basada Trefa Leisei Chelu, that the Pasuk is not just teaching us that one may not eat Trefa meat, because if that was what the Torah meant to teach us, it wouldn't be necessary to say the word Basada. Trefa is also wherever it is, to teach us if meat went out from where it may be, like kachay kachim went out of the Azara, or kachim kalim went out of Yerushalayim, they become asur. And therefore that should be the halacha by the carbon oil as well, that if the carbon oil went out of the Azara, it should be asur to be eaten, because it's kachay kachim that may not be taken out of the Azara. To which the Gemara answers, Hani mili, when does that lav apply? That lav applies in a situation of a fnim chazi, that it's carbon meat that could have been eaten in the Azara, or carbon meat that could be eaten in the Yerushalayim. When we speak about a carbon oil, the bifnim nami loichazi, that inside it can't be eaten either. It's carbon oil. That pasuk doesn't apply to it. And again, here too, Tosfos asked the question, why is this not considered a lav shebeklolus? Because as we just explained, this lav, it's a lav that speaks to many different types of kabbonis. It speaks about kachay kachim outside of the Azara, and it speaks about kachim kalim outside of Yerushalayim. So why is it not considered a lav shebeklolus that you don't get malchus for it? So Tosfos answers that a lav shebeklolus is only applicable when we speak about a lav that speaks about different isurim that are not have nothing to do with each other. But here, all of the lavim that was being spoken about a laven that are really in the category of yotza, in the category of carbon meat that is being taken out from where it's supposed to be. And therefore, since it's all in the same category, that's not considered a lav shag beklolos. But there are rishonim that actually say that the Gemara could have said that teretz, that this indeed is considered a lav shag beklolos, but the Gemara gave us another teretz. So another question that the Aruch Lener asks, why is this not considered a ein esachal alissa? Because basa treifa is already, this meat is already also to be eaten. Why is it not considered ein esachal alissar? So they answer that, let's say all this happened at the same time, then it wouldn't be an esachal alissa. The Targum Doshet speaks here about the lav of basa besed the treifa loisachelu. And the I saw that the Sefer Yitaponim explains this pasuk of B'derech Drush. He says that the pasuk in Micha says that Ma Hashem Darish Mimcha, what does the Kodesh Baruch Hu expect of us? V'atz Neilachas Im Hashem Elokecha, that we should act in a very sneistig fashion with a Kodesh Baruch Hu. What does that mean? What it means is that if person is doing Avodas Hashem, he should do it in a way that doesn't draw attention. He should do it in a way that shows that he's doing it purely only l'shem shemayim. Says the pasuk, ubasa besada, if what you do in your avodas Hashem is besada, is outdoors for everyone to see, treifa, that is the kind of avodas Hashem that's considered treifa. And since it's considered treifa, loisachelu, so just like we're not allowed to eat meat that we're not allowed to eat, this is an avoidus Hashem that is not acceptable to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Continues the Gemara, the Lilka Nami, why is there also a Malkus, again in this case, by a carbon oil that went out of the Choyma for another lav, could Rabbi Lezer, Damar Rabbi Lezer. The Pasuk says, Vim yivasa b'psar hameluim emin alechem ad aboika v'sarafta sa'esh, that the halacha is that something becomes nicer, then it may not be eaten. And it says kikodesh to teach us the kol. And again, because the word kikodesh are extra, so I learned from that kol shmekodesh pasul, anything that makes a carbon pasul. And again, the example being a carbon oil being taken out of the azara, the halacha is there's a lav for eating it. Answers the Gemara. Hanimili, again, a similar terrace to what we learned earlier. When would that issa be applicable? Hanimili, hecha dekud nepsul chazi, that before it was taken out of the azara, it could be eaten. However, aval hacha, when we speak about the carbon oil, kud nepsul nami loichazi, it was never edible because it's a carbon oil. And therefore, that's not what that pasuk is speaking about. Ask the Gemara of Nidakil Ami Kidat Rebbe Lezer. Why don't we get Malkus for another halacha that Rebbe Lezer taught us? The Tanya Rebbe Lezer Omer. The Torah Akdosha says regarding the carbon mincha of a kohen. We know that when a Yisrael brings a carbon mincha, so the kohen removes from it a kaimitz, a fistful, puts that on the mizbeach, and the rest of the carbon mincha is eaten by the kohanim, treated like kachi kachim. But the Torah says, what about when a kohen brings a carbon mincha? The Torah says, v'kol mechas kohen kol ti lo soichel. And the reason the Rishonim, actually the Rambam, in the Maor Nevuchim explains, he says that when you have a kohmetz, then you can have a concept that the kohmetz goes to the Mizbeach and the rest go to the Kohanim. But since, as we just said, when a kohen brings a carbon mincha, there is no kohmetz. So since there is no kohmetz when the kohen brings the carbon mincha, there's nothing to divide and say this part is for the mizbeach and this part is for the kohanim, and therefore it's entirely burnt on the mizbeach. So we learn from here the kol shebe kohen b'kol tia, anything that the Torah says should be completely burnt. There's a lav for eating it. And the pasuk is teaching us that not only does the pasuk mean to teach us this halacha applies by Karban Mincha that we just spake, but it speaks about all kabbanis. And the Aruch HaNer says that how do we know it? We know it from the extra word tihya, that the word tihya is here to teach us that it speaks to anything that it is speaking to, any carbon that's completely burnt. So why didn't Rava mention that lav as well? Answers Gemara Nechanami. That lav is considered a legitimate lav. So why didn't Rava mention it? It says the Gemara, Rava Mahai Krokoma. Rava and his explanation was focusing on the pasuk that we've been speaking about, Lo Yisuchal. And Rava is extrapolating how much we can learn from that pasuk. But other pasukim indeed might represent, do represent other lavim. And the Rishonim point out that now that Rava has taught us this teretz, so some of the terutzim that we've said in today's shir may no longer be relevant. And indeed, the halacha may be that somebody eats from the carbon oila when it was taken out of the azara will get more than the will get more lavin than just this lav that we began with. Amrav Gidl Amarav Simon Kuzo. Kohen Shalach Mechatz V'Ashel Lefnei Zrika. If a kohen eats from a carbon chatz before the Zrika's Adam took place, the loch is he will get malchus. That means we know that the chatz v'ashem are kachim kachim, and the loch of the carbon chatz and v'ashem is that they're eaten by the kohanim after the Zrika's Adam. That means, of course, first we have to put the emrim on the mizbeach, but ultimately it's eaten by the kohanim in the azara, but that's all after the Zrika Saddam. If it was eaten before the Zrika, loika. Ask the Gemara Mai Tama, from where do we notice halacha? Dama krava ochl oisam ashakupamehem. So we learn from this pasuk, lacha kaparein, only after the Zrika Saddam took place, may the kohanim eat from it, lifnei kapara, but before the Zrika Saddam took place, loi, the kohen may not eat, to eat from it. But ask the Gemara, why is this, and the Zrika we know is what always affects the Kapara. But ask the Gemara, Lava Ka, and says the Gemara, what we learn from here is, the Lava Ba Mechlal Essay, even though the way this Pasuk is worded in the Torah, it says, V'ach Laisam Ashakup Behem, it's said in a Lashon of an Essay, what to do, but since we extrapolate from it a Lav, it has the status, Lava Ba Mechlal Essay, Lav who is considered a Lav. Masav Rava asks Rava if we're going to say that when we have a lav that's extrapolated from a pasuk that is an assay, it's considered an assay, it's considered a lav. The Torah Kedosh, when it speaks about kosher and non-kosher animals, says v'chol behema mafreses pesach v'shisha shesa shtei prosus mal lager behema oisa tachelu. From the word oisa tachelu, we learn these animals that chew its cud, and have split hooves, may be eaten. Other animals may not be eaten. If we're going to say that we can learn a lav from the pasuk, so then why do we have to have a separate lav in the Torah, which delineates the animals that are not kosher? Lomeli, we could learn it from this pasuk. Says the Mar Elietmar. If something was taught in the base of Medrash regarding Inei Chatzos Oshem before the Zrika, Hachi Itma, this is what was taught. Amar Rav Gidlo Marav, Zor Me'ach Shachem Chatzos Oshem Lefnei Zrika, Potter. If Yisrael, of course, may not eat from the Karm Chatzos Oshem any time, but if they ate from it before the Zrika Saddam took place, Potter. My Tama, says the Gemara, because the Pasuk says, Amar Krav Achlai Soma Shekupam Bahem, the Torah says, the Kohanim who affect the Kapara eat from these Kabanas. The Zor lo yoichel, the Yisrael not. So says the Gemara, the way to understand the Pasuk is as follows. Kol heichad dekrina ba, v'achlo yosom ha-shikupahem, that the halachi is that as long as the Kohanim may already eat from it, krina bay, that's when the Isser of Zor lo yoichel kicks in, Yisrael may not eat. Kol heichad dekrina bay, But as long as the Kohanim may not yet eat from it, like Karina Bay, we may not, then the Isser of a Zar La Yochel doesn't yet apply. And if a Zar eats from it, of course he may not eat from it, but if he eats from it, he wouldn't be over the Slav and get Malkus. So the question is, from here, asked Rishash, it seems that as soon as there was Rikas Adam, that's when the Kohanim may eat from it, and that's why the Yisrael gets Malkus feeding from it. But isn't the halacha that the koi may not eat, not just after Zrikas Adam, we also have to have the Avrim put on the Mizbeach? So he answers that the halacha is that if the Avrim were lost, or if the Avrim became Tamei, then there's no requirement that they be put on the Mizbeach, and it doesn't disqualify the carbon. So therefore, since technically it's possible for the Kohanim to eat from this carbon as soon as there was Zrikas Adam, that's why as soon as the Zrikas Adam takes place, the Isser for the Yisrael to eat from it kicks in. As we spoke previously, we bring every year Bikurim, the first of fruits of the Zayim Minim, and when the person brings it, he says the Pasha of Mikri Bikurim, of Arami Oivet Avi, and he has to bring them to the Azara and put them next to the Mizbeach, and then the Kohen gets to eat those Bikurim. The Mishnah said, we learned on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, that if somebody eats from the Bikurim before the Parsha of Arami Oivet Avi was recited, there's Malkus. And when we learned that Gemara in our previous year, we learned that that is the opinion of Rav Shimon and Rav Akiva. The Chachamim disagree, and they say that the Kriya is not what's essential. The putting it down by the Mizbech, the Hanukkah, is the what's essential. And says the Gemara, Amar Belazar, Amar Baishia, Bikurim Hanukkah Makavis Behem, the putting it down is what's essential. Kriya, a Makavis Behem, but the Kriya is not what is essential. But of course, points out the Ritva, that even though we're saying that if one eats from it before the Kriya, he didn't do anything, he doesn't get Malkus, it's still not the right thing to do. The halacha is one should wait for the Kriya, the Kohen should really wait for the Kriya to eat from it. Asking Mami, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Hachi, is this the opinion of Rabbi Elazar? From Rabbi Elazar, Amar Rabbi Yishia, Hefresh Bikurim Koinim L'Chag. If somebody separated the Bikurim before Chag Sukkos, Sukkos is called Chag because Chag represents a yontif, a celebration. And Sukkos is the Zman Simchaseinu. Sukkos is the time when we had the Simchas Beis Yeshiva. It was the time of the highest level of Simcha. So then the halacha is, if somebody designated the Bikurim before Sukkos with the understanding that he's going to bring them to the Beis HaMikdash before Sukkos, but for whatever reason, over Aleim HaChag, Sukkos passed and he didn't bring them to the Beis HaMikdash, Yirkavu, we should wait, let them rat. My love, what is the reason for that halacha? Because the halacha is that Mishum Dalai Matzi Likrahem, once Sukkos passes, the halacha is that we can't anymore do mikra bikurim. The halacha is that bikurim can be brought any time from Shavuos to Chanukah. But the halacha tells us that if you bring the bikurim before Sukkos, you could say the parashas bikurim. If you bring them after Sukkos, you can't anymore say the parashas bikurim. Because the Torah in that parasha says, V'samachta b'chol ha'toiv. So from Shavuos to Sukkos is the Zman of Simcha, is the time of Simcha, because that's when they used to gather the fruits into their homes, into their warehouses. After Sukkos, it's ready not the Zman Simcha, so we can't say the parasha V'samachta b'chol ha'toiv. It goes to Chanukah because the pasuk says, Ashetavi me'artzecha, which we learn from, as long as the fruit is available in Artzecha, we bring the Bikurim. But we can't say Parshas Bikurim. So we see that why don't we bring these Bikurim? Shundalai Matzi L'Mikra L'Hem. V'Yisal K'datach. If you're going to say that entire kriya is not essential. V'salkadata kriya mekavis behem amai yirkavu. Answers the Gemara. The answer to this question is because of a rule that we find often in Shas. Because Rav Zeira. Dam Rav Zeira kol haroi labila ein bila mekavis behem. V'kosh ein roi labila bila mekavis behem. The Torah speaks about Karban Mincha. And the Torah says that when we have 60 esroinim of flour, they could be mixed together in one vessel with a loig shemen, which is the amount of oil you bring together with a Karban Mincha. But you could bring a Karban Mincha with more than 60 esroinim of flour. But if you're going to bring more, it won't be able to be mixed. And the question is, but the mixing is not essential. So what's the difference if you can't mix it well? And the answer is, kol haroi labila, if it can be mixed, ein bila ma kevis ba, then you don't have to mix it, it's kosher without the mixing. However, kol she'ein roi labila, if mixing is impossible because you just have too much flour and not enough oil in this vessel, bila ma kevis ba. And the same thing will be regarding the bikurim. If somebody was mafresh bikurim before Sukkos, so the bikurim that he designated before Sukkos are bikurim that you have to say the mikra bikurim on, because it's before Sukkos, as we said. If you could fulfill that obligation, and then you didn't, it's okay. But after Sukkos, which we said is past the time when you could say mikra bikurim, there it's an issue if you don't say it. The Emek Bracha quotes a Medrash. He says that the Medrash says that after the Churban, they brought the Karban Pesach in the Makom HaMikdash, even though there was no Beis HaMikdash anymore. Says the Emek Bracha, the fact that they brought the Karban Pesach is an indication that there was already a Mizbeach. So if there was already a Mizbeach, so why did they only bring the Karban Pesach? Why didn't they bring the other kabbanis that we want to bring as well? So he brings from the Netziv. He says that the Mishnah Masechet Zvachim says, Shalashem Shisha Dvarim HaZevach Nezbach. When one brings a carbon, he has to have six things in mind. L'shem Reyach, L'shem Nechoyach. And the Pasuk, he says, V'ashimaisis Megdashechem V'loi Reyach B'Reyach Nechoyachem. That after the carbon Abayis, there's no more Reyach Nechoyach. Reyach Nechoyach means a pleasant smell to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So now, points out the Netziv, that even though if a carbon was brought, and it wasn't brought, l'shem reich nechayach, the halacha is the carbon is still kosher, the halacha is, it has to be able to be a reich nechayach. So now he explains. The carbon Pesach does not have to be brought, l'shem reich nechayach. So the fact that it can't have reich nechayach doesn't disqualify it. However, when we speak about other kabbanis, they have to be able to be brought l'shem reich nechayach. And if it's after the churban abayis, it can't be reich nechayach. It's the same concept. Kol haroi labila, bila kevispa. So the Be'er Mayim Chaim also uses this concept. He says the Gemara Masechet Kedushin daf mem tes amabayis says that if somebody is Mekadosh Isha, somebody marries a woman on the condition of Shanit Tzadik Gomer, that I'm a Tzadik Gomer, even though he's a Rosh Gomer, the Kedushin is valid. Shema here b'tshuva. Maybe he did tshuva. But the reality is, asks the Be'er Mayim Chaim, even if he did tshuva, you don't become a Tzadik Gomer in a moment, especially such an individual. What's pshat? The answer is that since every person, kol haroi labila, since every person has the potential to be a tzaddik, even if at this moment he unfortunately is not a tzaddik, the halacha teaches us that it's enough that he should be considered a tzaddik, that his kedushin should be considered a valid kedushin. Says the Gemara, Rav Achi by Yaakov, Maslok of Avinam Rav Yochanan. He says this halacha about the kriya of the mikra bikurim not being essential, but the anocha being essential, said it in the name of Rav Asi, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. And then, kashli to Rabbi Yochanan, he had a contradiction in Rabbi Yochanan. The question was, is the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan that the Bikurim, the placing by the Mizbeach, is essential? However, Kriyei Mekeves Ben, the Kriya of Parshat Bikurim is not. Ask the Gemara, V'aboy Minei Rav Ami Rabbi Yochanan, Bikurim Emesem Etarim L'Kanim, at what point may the Kohanim Ifan Bikurim? Famalei, he says, Aruya L'Kuruya, we've just learned, if it was brought between Shavuos and Sukkah, that Shavuos and Sukkah is when Kriya is possible, they become Mutam Mishikar Malayim. V'she'en Ruin L'Kriya, if they were brought after Sukkahs, Mishirah Pneibayis, as soon as they brought it into the Azara, even though the Hanocha did not yet take place. And again, the Rishonim and Achronim point out that, of course, you should always do the Kriya, we should always do the Hanocha. The Brisa is speaking about the absolute Halacha. But ask Makasha Kriya Kriya. Here he says that Kriya is Makevis when Kriya is possible. Ravasi said in his name that Kriya is not essential. Kasha Anocha Anocha. Rabbi Yochanan here said to Ravasi that the Hanocha is not necessary, just bring it to the Azara. And Ravasi said that he held that Hanocha Makevis. Answers the Gemara Kriya Loi Kasha, Harab Shimon Harabonim. This, the Rabbi Shimon holds the Kriya is essential, and what Ravasi said it's not, it's following the opinion of the Rabbonim. Hanocha Hanocha Loi Kasha. Why? Harab Yehuda Harabonim. The Rabbi Yehuda holds that Hanocha is not Makif, and the Rabbonim hold that it is Makif. And of course, the Mefarshim asked the question, why one time does he paskin like Rav Shimon, and one time did he paskin like the Rabbonim? So he explains that when he was teaching the Talmidim, he taught him like the Rabbonim. But when he was asked the question for Halacha L'maisa, he paskined like Rav Shimon, because he paskins like Rav Shimon. And in fact, Ritva says that the fact that sometimes he paskins like Rabbi Yehuda and sometimes he paskins like Rav Shimon is also not necessarily problematic, because Rav Meir heard the Psak Halacha from his Rebbe, and his Rebbe reported that this is what they learned, that sometimes the Kriya is the one place the Halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda and one place is like Rav Shimon. Ask him, where do we hear the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda? Where do we learn the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda that the Hanoch is not Ma'akiv? The Tanya Rabbi Yehuda Omer, the Pasuk says, by the Parashas Mikra Bikurim V'Nachta Lefnei Hashem Elkecha, that refers to Tanufa, which we'll speak about in a moment. Ata Omer is a Tanufa, doesn't mean the waving, Oyana Halacha Mamash, maybe it means putting it down by the Mizbeach. Ksho Omer, when the Pasuk says, V'locha Kayin Ha'tanem B'yotch V'nich Lefnei Mizbeach Hashem Elkecha, Harei Hanocha Omer, the Pasuk great teaches us the Halacha of Hanocha. Ha Ma'ani Mikayin V'Nachtoi, to teach us the Tanufa. So the fact that he teaches that one Pasuk is teaching us about the Hanocha and one Pasuk is teaching us about the Tanufa, there's a rule which is a very important rule when we learn Kachin. And that is Shana Lavakasav L'Akiv. In order for something to be essential, the Torah has to say it two times. According to Rabbi Yehuda's interpretation, there is no one Pasuk that says that Hanocha there's no two psukim that speak about Anocha, there's no two psukim that speak about Tanufa. And therefore, there is no halacha that it has to be, that the Anocha or the Tanufa have to be essential. Ask the Gemara, Uman Tana the Palag Rabbi Yehuda, who's the Tana that disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda and holds that the Anocha is essential? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Elazar ben Yakifi, the Tanya, V'lokacha koin atana miyodecha, liman al bakurim shetuna Tanufa de Rabbi Elazar. So the pasuk for Tanufa we learn from V'lokach HaKoyin Atana Miyodecha. So now we have two psukim, one V'Yinacht and one V'Yinichoy, to teach us that the Hanocha is taught twice, to teach us that the Hanocha is Mi'akav. So we have here a very fundamental machlokes if Hanocha is Mi'akav or not. Says the Or Sameach that this machloikis is actually connected to another machloikis that we learn in Masechta Bikurim, Perek Gimel Mishnah Yud Beis. He says, the Rabbi Yehuda says there that the kohen is entitled to give his bikurim to the kohen of his choice. As long as the kohen is a person who's careful about tum and tahara, we can give it to his choice. The chum disagree and say that the bikurim can only be given to the kahanim of that week's mishmer. The kahanim, we know, were divided amongst mishmeris. Each mishmer had two turns a year, 1 week at a time. And whoever's mishmer was that week, that's the one that gets to get the bikurim. Says Dar Sameach, this machlokes of which kohanim get the bikurim is most fundamental. According to the chamim, bikurim is a mizbeach carbon. And just like all the kabbanis that are brought on the mizbeach are brought to the kohanim of that mishmer, the fact that the bikurim are given to the kohanim of that mishmer is an indication that something that belongs to the mizbeach. How is that demonstrated with the anocha? Rabbi Yehuda, on the other hand, says that we don't have to give it to the kohanim of that mishmer. Why don't we have to give it to the kohanim of that mishmer? Because it's not considered something connected to the mizbeach. Since it's not considered something connected to the mizbeach, so the hanocha of bringing it by the mizbeach, and that's why we can give it to any kohen. We don't necessarily have to give it, says Rabbi Yehuda, to the kohanim of that mishmer. And that's also why the hanocha of putting it by the mizbeach is not essential, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Says the Gemara, my time, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. How does Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov use the pasuk of Lokech HaKoyin Tanem Yad Echa to teach us the halacha of Tanufa? Answers the Gemara, Asi Yad Yad Mishlamim. Ksiv Achav Lokech HaKoyin HaTanem Yad Echa. The Ksiv, and the pasuk says, by the Karban Shlamim, Yodot Tviyenas Ishi Hashem Lohanefes HaTanufa. Ma Kan, just like over here, the Bikurim are given to the Koyin. Af Lahalan, the Karban Shlamim is given to the Koyin. Ma Lahalan, the Shlamim is given through the owners, Afkan, the Balaam. So both the Balaam and the Kohen are involved. Okay, said, how is that accomplished? The Kohen puts his hand under the hands of the owner, and that's how they wave it. The Rashi, however, says that that's not exactly the way it worked. The way it worked is that the Kohanim held it under the basket, and the owners held it on the side of the basket. Because if you're going to have the kohanim putting their hands under the basket, and the owners putting their hands under the basket, and the kohanim under that, that would be chatzitza. The Ritva disagrees. And he says that one pair of hands is not considered another pair of hands as a chatzitza. So how was the tenufa done? When they came to the Azara, the owner would come in and say, the Parsha Mikra Bikurim, this is the L'chatchila de Gawai, Gadat Ayoyim Arami Ovid Ovi, with the basket of the Bikurim on his shoulders. Then he would take that basket off, put the Kayan would put his hands together with the owner hands, as we just described, and they would wave it in the east side of the Mizbeach, because all Tanufa that took place in the Beis HaMikdash took place on the east side, and waving meant to take it in all directions, up and down, back and forth. And then he puts it down on the southwest corner. The owner puts it down on the southwest, by the southwest corner of the Mizbeach, bows down and goes out. The Torah says, regarding the Parsha of Mikra Bikurim, it says in the Torah, V'anisa v'amarta. And I saw that the Medrash says that we learn from here the fact that the Torah says the stubble lashon of Anisa v'amarta, it means to say that it should be said in Lashon Kodesh, and it should be said with simcha. And Reb Chaim Kanievsky Zatzal in his Sefer Derech Amuna says that we learn from this pasuk that it should be said v'anisa v'amarta, it should be said b'ne'ima. When somebody brings the carbon tide, when somebody brings this carbon, he should say it, not just to say the Parshas Mikra Bikurim, the way we just described, but he should say it with Shira. And actually, this is a halacha that doesn't only apply to Mikra Bikurim, this applies as well to when somebody says Mizmor L'Soda every day, to take, or when he says he should say it with a simcha that he's bringing the karma, as if he's bringing karma taida, and when he says the shira, especially when it says shiru l'Hashem ki ga ga, we should always have the schus to sing and praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu.